this general fitna, ikhwan, that some of the companions, they said, as Zubair ibn al-Awwam, when an individual approached him, Mutarif ibn Abdullah, he approached him and asked him concerning يعني ما جاء بكم, what is it that has brought you, he said. What is it that has brought you here? ضيعتم الخليفة. He mentioned, you have caused the Khalifa, يعني ضيعتم الخليفة. You have caused the Khalifa here, meaning the Khalifa to be killed. A reference here to the killing of Uthman. And then you come seeking reprisal for his blood. Zubair ibn Awwam, he mentioned, Inna qara'na ala ahdi Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we read upon the period or at the time of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the statement, and that during the time of Abu Bakr, Umar, and Uthman, the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, and fear the fitna that does not afflict only the ones who do the dhulm from among you specifically. He said, we used to read that at the time of the Messenger, Abu Bakr, Umar, and Uthman, and we did not believe that, and we did not used to believe that we are its people, that we would be from its people until that which occurred. And that is, ikhwan, from the companions were those who blamed themselves for not doing more. Of course, our companions, ridwanullah alayhim, the companions of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they carried out what was to be done during the times of fitan. But when Uthman was killed from them, were those who felt that they could have done more, which is the true nature and what is to be expected from our companions, ridwanullah alayhim. Ahsanu nasi khuluqan. The best of the people in character, in khuluq, in suluk, in mannerism. When that which occurred, even though from them were those who strived to prevent it, they believed, ayyuhal ikhwa, that they could have done more. And so Zubair ibn Awwam, he said that we used to read this ayah, but we did not believe that we were from its people, that we would be from its people. And so the companions, ridwanullah alayhim, from them were those who held that this fitna and this trial was related or had a relation to that which occurred with Uthman. When they allowed Uthman radiallahu anhu, they felt, to be killed. Of course, they didn't allow him to be killed. The Khawarij, they did, and they carried out their acts of evil. But the companions, they felt that they could have done more to stop it. But what was the fitna, ikhwana? What was it that led to this trial of the killing of Uthman? It didn't occur, ikhwan, except with tashwish that began among the people. Statements that were made concerning Uthman. Statements that should have been locked down by some. Statements that were allowed to fester. Statements, ikhwan, that were spread by Ahlul Sharr. Statements that the people of evil, they spread. And that is the nature, ikhwan, of the sufaha, of the fools and of the ignorant and of the people of Sharr. They cause these affairs to occur. Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah, he mentions, ikhwan, has occurred in Minhaj al-Sunnah. He said, wal fitna idha waqa'at, ajaza al-uqala fiha an daf'i sufaha, fasara al-akabir ajizina an itfa'i al-fitna, wa kaffi ahliha, wa hadha sha'nu al-fitna, kama qala ta'ala, واتقوا فتنة لا تصيبن الذين ظلموا منكم خاصة واعلموا أن الله شديد العقاب. Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah, he mentioned that this is fitna. The nature of fitna is that when it occurs, the uqala, those who have intellect, yani the people of knowledge and understanding and discernment, they are unable to repel the sufaha. They are unable to repel the foolish ones, the ignorant ones. Look at that which comes from our ulama now. Look how our ulama tried to repel the statements of the sufaha and the juhal and the ignorant. And look how the actions of the ignorant is what overcomes the ummah. The actions of the fools. The actions of those who have no guidance and have not taken guidance in that which they carry out from Allah and His Messenger. Look how that is what has overcome the Ummah. To the extent that they ugly the face of Islam with their foolishness. Just as Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, he mentioned, when that fitna occurs, إِذَا وَقَعَتْ عَجَزَ الْعُقَلَى فِيهَا عَنْ دَفْعِ السُّفَهَا. Those who have intellect are unable to repel the fools. فَسَارَ الْأَكَابِرُ عَاجِزِينَ أَنْ إِطْفَاءِ الْفِتْنَى. So those who are superior, those who are senior, they are unable to put out the fire of the fitna and to repel its people. And this is the nature of the fitna, just as Allah Azza wa Jal has said, fear the fitna that does not affect those who perpetrate the dhulm from among you specifically. As far as the accusations, Ikhwan, against Uthman, radiallahu anhu, then the accusations against Uthman, Ikhwan, subhanallah, for the one who reflects upon them, then he will know that which he was accused of, there were many petty things. Things that were either not established, or that were rumors that were spread among the people, or that were statements, Ikhwan, that were not substantiated, or that were claims, Ikhwan, that were partially true. But the surah and the picture in which it was presented was incorrect and wrong. From those affairs, Ikhwan, is that they claimed that Uthman, radiallahu anhu, look at him, how he puts his family in the places of leadership. He removed governors, and he placed in charge and in positions over various regions his family. What kind of a khalifa is this? Takes individuals out who are doing a good enough job, and then he places his family in their position. This was from the accusations that they made against him. Similarly, from the accusations that they made is that he burnt some of the Musahif. He destroyed the Mushafs. How can one burn the Quran? He burnt Musahif. Similarly, from the accusations that were made against him was that he made itmam. That is, he made during the journey, instead of praying rak'atayn shortened, he made them complete. And he made the complete rak'atayn instead of shortening them. Likewise, he was absent from the Battle of Badr. They accused him, or they said concerning him. And similarly concerning that, he was absent, or he fled, they say, from the battlefield on the day of Uhud. That is what they say concerning him. And they make numerous other claims, Ikhwan. Concerning the statement and the claim that Uthman radiallahu anhu, that he placed his family in charge and in positions, made them wulad, the Khalifa, Ikhwan, from the nature of the Khalifa, is that the Khalifa, he's the head of all of the states of the believers. But over those states, Sham, Kufa, Khurasan, all the various regions, Misr, Damishq, then he places wulat. That is, he places leaders who are the representatives of the Khalifa. Uthman radiallahu anhu, those wulat, those governors, were individuals who were from his family members. And they accused him of doing so. That he wasn't working for the good of the Muslims. Just putting his family in charge. And he paid them large amounts of money. Give them major wages. Took from the Baytul Mal. Uthman radiallahu anhu, he had somewhere in the region, Ikhwan, of 82 governors. And 82 individuals who worked below him or beneath him. From those who he placed in charge, from his family members, there were 8 individuals from 82. And in fact, from the people of knowledge were those who held that they were 5 in number. And those individuals who he placed in charge, he placed Muawiyah in charge, Abdullah ibn Sa'd, ibn Abi Sarh, likewise Al-Walid ibn Uqba, Sa'id ibn al-As, and Abdullah ibn Amir. That he placed those individuals in charge and over the believers in the regions that he placed them in charge of. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he mentioned concerning that, وَلَا نَعْرِفْ قَبِيلَةً مِّن قَبَائِلِ قُرَيْشِ فِيهَا عُمَّالٌ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم أكثر من بني أمية لأنهم كانوا كثيرين وفيهم شرف وسؤدد. He mentioned that indeed there was no qabila that had more wulat, that had more rulers among them from their tribe than Bani Umayyah, but that was because of the fact that they were large in number, yani that they were numerous in number. So those individuals that Uthman had placed in charge, ikhwan, there were 5 from 82. And if you're looking at the ratios of the percentage, a minor amount. Yet still, they still accused Uthman for doing so. When Uthman was questioned concerning that, he said that I place in charge those who I see to be best for the affair. I am going to be questioned Yawm al-Qiyamah for those who were under my jurisdiction. I place in charge those who I see to be best for the affair. And as far as the wages that I gave to them, then it was not from the Baytul Mal. It was from my wealth. Uthman radiallahu anhu was wealthy. And so he gave them from his own wealth. As far as that which relates, ikhwan, to the other accusations that he burnt some of the masahif, then na'am, Uthman radiallahu anhu, he burnt some of the masahif. But he burnt those masahif, those mushaf, yani those copies of the Quran, after Uthman radiallahu anhu had the ahruf of the Quran abolished. And he united the ummah, and it is from the manaqib of Uthman. He united the ummah upon one mushaf. And he abolished the other qira'ah, the other ahruf of the Quran, the other dialects. So he united the ummah upon one dialect of Quraysh and abolished the other 6. And so he had from those masahif, from those other ahruf, he had them burnt. And from them were some masahif that he came across that the orders of some of the surahs or the verses were incongruent with the mushaf al-umm, with the main mushaf that was gathered by Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So he had them burnt. And that was a manqaba, and it was a praiseworthy characteristic for Uthman. As far as the accusations that were held against him concerning the day of Uhud, then na'am, it is established that he turned away from the battlefield on the day of Uhud. But Allah Azza wa Jal, he mentioned concerning them, إِنَّمَا اسْتَزَلَّهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ بِبَعْدِ مَا كَسَبُوا وَلَقَدْ عَفَى عَنْكُمْ. That Allah Azza wa Jal, he informs us of the fact that from them were those who were who were taken by shaitan on the basis of some of the actions that were carried out by some of you. وَلَقَدْ عَفَى عَنْكُمْ. But indeed Allah has pardoned you. Indeed Allah Azza wa Jal has pardoned you. And as far as that which occurred, ikhwan, from him not attending or not being present during the Battle of Badr, then it is established that Uthman radiallahu anhu, during the Battle of Badr, that he had beneath him the daughter of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she was ill during the Battle of Badr. And the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal permitted him, the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, permitted Uthman to remain back to look after his wife, who eventually passed away, the daughter of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so the accusations that were made against him, from them there were those things that were clearly lies, and from them there were truths that the full picture of the affair was not presented, ikhwan, but the believers were given an ill picture of the scenario, an ill picture of the affair, and thus, ikhwan, as some of those people who were filled with shar and with evil, the hamaj, the riffraff, they took, ikhwan, firstly to speaking ill of Uthman, and then inciting as much people as they could against Uthman, and then eventually, ayyuhal ikhwa, they killed him, radiallahu anhum, while he was reciting the Quran. And that, no doubt, was a fitna, was a trial, And that trial, ikhwan, was embarked upon by the riffraff and by the hamaj. And by those, ayyuhal ikhwa, who Allah Azza wa Jal had warned us against, and by those who fall into the category of the hamaj and the riffraff and the ri'ah that Ali radiallahu anhu, he mentioned in his advice to Kumail ibn Ziyad.